Esther, restaurant in Auckland has recently showcased a project to make use of meat from retired dairy cows. There's a long-held belief that due to the different life dairy cows have to beef cattle, meat sourced from dairy cows are not suitable for our plates. But the first tasting at Esther appears to have been a big success for the team. To tell us more, I'm joined by Executive Chef James Laird. Hi, James.
Hi, how are you?
Good, nice to talk to you today. This sounds really promising. How did the idea for the project come about?
Yeah, it's a cool concept. Sean Connolly, culinary director, he's taken inspiration from what they're doing in Spain, specifically the Basque region, and they are doing the retired dairy beef, finishing it on lush pastures. And you know, the older the beef is, the more flavour, the more fat on there, and it's actually an amazing product that we're getting at the moment.
Yeah, that's good news. I've certainly heard that laying hens, you know, if you're making a coq au vin in France, you want the ones that have been around for ages. Same sort of principle with beef, that the longer it's been working those muscles, the more flavour there is built into those bones and muscles.
Yeah, exactly, and there's an amazing yellow fat layer on this beef as well, so it's just getting that condition on the animals once they're finished milking, and we seem to be doing well with that at the moment.
What happens to dairy cows in New Zealand right now when they've finished their life?
They probably get sent through, and you know, a lot of supermarket meat, and it's rushed through when they've finished their milking. But we're trying to, you know, respect that animal and get her finished on pasture, fatten her up, and it seems to be coming really well.
Yeah, so this is the issue. The dairy cow, someone, by the way, sounds like they know what they're talking about, Rick, and they're killed and processed into hamburger meat, and then that's exported to US or China. If someone's got a better idea than that, get in touch with us. But as you say, you're treating them with a bit more respect and celebrating some of these beautiful cuts of meat. And the problem is, James, that dairy cows have had quite a hard life, so unless you do something in particular for them or to them at the end of their lives, it might be quite hard eating as well. Is that the idea?
Yeah, that's exactly it. And we're finishing them on the pasture, finishing them well, aging them in the house, getting a good 20, 30 days age on them before we break them down, and they seem to be coming out really well.
Is it a lack of fat that's a problem?
Oh, fat is flavour. That is definitely a good thing. But I think that, you know, when they've finished their milking, they've had a hard life. They've got the flavour. They've got the bones there to be something amazing. And they're just rushed through and, like you say, sent off for hamburgers.
Yeah. But when you talk about finishing them, is that an attempt to put a bit more fat on them?
Yes, exactly. So fatten them up, get them in prime condition. I think it's also a respect for the animal as well, and giving it proper dues for what it's worth.
So how did your experimenting in the kitchen go?
Oh, it was good fun. It was quite scary at first when you get a whole animal in front of you in the kitchen, and you're breaking it down and trying to turn it into these cuts, and also figuring out what to do with all the secondary cuts of the animal as well. But it was a great process. The first one we got in, we aged for about 10 days, and then the second one we've aged for longer, and you can notice the differences in it.
Right, the aging helps, huh?
Yeah, just I think the natural aging, you know, things should be aged on the bone and hung, and you get a better product at the end of the day.
I imagine the slow cook cuts would be the loveliest ones from these animals, but I think you did some prime cuts as well, did you? Some of the leaner cuts?
Yeah, we did. We cut some T-bones, so we cut some big 1 kilo T-bones and the tomahawk ribeye steaks. The eye fillets, they were amazing. We cured that and made brisola with it, and that was surprisingly really tasty. So that depth of flavour coming out of the eye fillet was pretty impressive.
Yeah.
And it's just nice to be able to barbecue them. But we're playing around with the rumps and those other secondary cuts, trying to create new dishes with those as well.
So flavour, you reckon, better than beef, same as beef, or just different to beef?
It's different. It's definitely a one-of-a-kind thing. So me and Sean were talking about that, and it cooks differently as well. So it is the aging process definitely helps, and that's what creates that depth of flavour. But I think it goes back to that Cock of Arne story. The depth of beef flavour in it is there, and it's something special that should be celebrated.
How'd the diners like it?
Oh, they loved it. It was great. It was a great event.
You stick with it?
Yeah, definitely. We're getting it on the menu now, so I'm going to reach out to the farmer and the butcher today and see if we can get some more and see if we can keep this going on for a while.
Yeah, I'll tell you what, because if I guess the idea is that if you're paying a premium for this as opposed to just hamburgers or wherever they normally go, then it might give more value to the farmer, might help access, might actually even bring down the price of premium cuts for New Zealanders. Is there just a bit of prejudice about it?
I think we're probably a little bit behind in New Zealand. We're a couple of years behind, seeing what they're doing in Europe and in Spain. And it's great for Sean to take the lead on this. And we've been working with Simon Erickson at Neat Meat and Grant the Butcher, and he's got quite a few cows for us. So we're going to start this up and see where we can take it to.
Good stuff. Nice to talk to you, James. Thanks very much.
All right. Awesome. Thank you so much.